to your place, smiling as our union grows. Oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town. Takes me back to 18, I began to live my dream, soaring high to southern seas, the land of milk and honey. Oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town. We breathe the same breath, hearts pulse the same beat, build a rainbow with our smiles as our spirits meet. Oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town. Journey back to myself, for I long had been apart, mountain shows me my wealth, heart of gold in my heart. Oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town. Tuta 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 pe, tuta pe Taranaki. Tuta 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 pe, tuta pe Taranaki. Tuta 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 pe, tuta pe Taranaki. Tuta 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 pe, tuta pe Taranaki town. Toe koko ya kisi koko, toe koko ya kisi we. Toe koko ya kisi koko, toe koko ya kisi we. We meet face to face, greet nose to nose, welcome me to your place, smiling as our union grows. Oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town. Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town, oh yeah, Taranaki, oh yeah, Taranaki town.
Wow. There you go. How fab was that? That was Lewis Barfoot with Taranaki. And she is actually at the moment completing a week-long artist residency in Greywood Arts in Killa. And delighted now that she's here in studio with me. How lovely are you?
I'm absolutely grand. I'm so delighted to be here. It's a real honour.
Yeah, that was a really cool tune.
Thank
Taranaki.
You. Taranaki.
Tell us a bit about it.
Well, it's a place, it's a region in New Zealand.
Okay.
And I was on tour with a music and theatre company back in 2013. It was a British Council World Tour. And we were opening at the International Arts Festival in Taranaki. And to welcome us to the town, the local Maori community came and did a pōwhiri, which is a traditional welcome.
Oh my God.
So they danced and
what?
They sang.
Oh my
and then
God.
We touched noses and breathed the same breath as a sort of a manifestation of meeting of spirit. So there's none of this sort of like handshakes and go,
yes,
how are you?
Yes,
I'm very
yes.
well. It was just pure beauty and spirit. And then we prepared a little song and danced back, feeling slightly sheepish and not quite as sort of like really
yeah,
organic
yeah.
and cool as
I
them.
Know.
And then the song was a celebration of that union, that greeting, that meeting, and also the legend of the mountain Taranaki. It's a beautiful little story about it, that it was in love with another mountain.
Right.
And so it got, because it was in love with one of the female mountains, it got banished to the other island in New Zealand. And it was said that whenever it had clouds around it, it was crying
oh my
for
God.
Its love. And
Wow.
When I was there, it had always had clouds around it until the day I left and we flew over Mount Taranaki. And as we flew over the top in this tiny sort of two-sided 12-seater plane, that the mountaintop revealed itself and I thought it was like a gift. So the song became this celebration of meeting these people and meeting this land. And,
wow, what a story. God, it's like fab. Like that's the story you want when somebody's written a song. That's the story that you want to go behind it. So anyway, you have come to Killa. You've been to Killa before.
That's
you've
right.
been to Greywood Arts before. But you decided to stay a bit longer this time, or were you here for a week before as well?
I was here for a week before, by complete serendipity.
Right.
And I was looking for somewhere to stay in East Cork to meet some family that I hadn't met and find a base. And I found the Greywood Arts on Airbnb, actually. So I didn't even know it was an arts centre, but it looked like a good place.
Yeah.
And I turned up and they had no other artists there. So I got to use the whole space.
Wow.
And started researching my Mother Island project.
Okay.
And then immediately whilst I was there, I knew I needed to come back. So I applied for another residence. Well, I applied for a residency and got it. And I'm back like a month later. And now I'm here halfway through it thinking, okay, I need a month now. So
Yeah.
Like it's very early doors on the project.
Brilliant. So the Mother Ireland project that you mentioned there, people listening in, they will know that you're not Irish, like, you know, that you weren't born in Ireland here. But obviously something has brought you here.
That's right.
Yeah. So can you tell us a bit about the reason why you're here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm half Irish. Mm. I have dual nationality now. Yes. I've got two passports. So I'm very chuffed about that. my mum is from Ireland and she was born in Cork. And unfortunately, she had a challenging upbringing. So she and my aunties were sent to the orphanage in Cove at a very young age and were there for all of their childhood. So they had to move on and they left Ireland for a better life in England. And all my mum and her two sisters achieved enormous things and brought up beautiful families. But Ireland was a really banned subject for us at home because of the trauma that she had experienced as a youngster and the associated shame and stigma related to that. And so my being here is twofold, really. I'm making this project, the Mother Island Project, which firstly is really serving to bring voices to the women in my family who have experienced incarceration at some level, either in asylums or orphanages, and to end the legacy of shame and stigma and silencing of the women in the family. And also, you know, the family that I've met since I've been here, they haven't talked about it because people are, you know, like embarrassed and like can't talk about it. It's sort of old and that people don't know where to start. And knowing that I'm coming from a place of compassion and love and really from a place of trying to heal this so people can all move on collectively as a family, but also hopefully this serves as a vehicle for other families to move forward. So that's one part of the Mother Island Project, which is why I'm here, and meeting loads of family that
that's
I didn't
wonderful.
Know about. Yeah. Like I still don't know how many uncles I have.
Right.
I mean, real uncles, like my mum's brothers.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wow.
We don't know
what
happened. So that's part of my research.
Gee.
But I've met my grandmother's home. I've been there and I've found out my great grandmother and it goes all the way back over Cork.
Mm.
And then the other side is falling in love with the land that I've been sort of denied. So, you know, meeting Ireland, meeting this magical, beautiful land. I've been swimming in lakes, I've been walking through streams, I've been singing in those lakes and streams and doing video footages of it and dancing with the rocks and, you know, being a total hippie actually with the land, but really sort of immersing myself in it in a sort of as a love affair.
Mm.
So that's what the project is and how it manifests at the moment is through music, through dance, through reconnecting with people and hearing people's stories. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's for me, it also has a very strong potential to be a documentary.
Right.
So that it can reach a wider audience and integrate more stories of the silence voices of women. It feels such a prescient time to be in Ireland.
Absolutely.
I was here when the repeal, I was here and it happened and I was oh my goodness, I can feel the energy of these women surging up, these voices crying out, going, now's the time, you know.
Yeah, it was, momentous occasion, definitely. Mm. Yeah, and so is your mother still alive?
No, she passed away 3 years ago.
Okay.
And there was a bit of a conflict, really, around, coming back, getting my passport.
Yeah, I was going to ask if how do you think she would feel that you're here now and making contact with family and,
it's been with a lot of challenge, actually, and personal conflict, what's the right thing to do?
I know.
And I kept on asking my heart, and my dad would say, Mum wouldn't want you to get your passport. And it's like, well, I really want to. It feels so important to me as a... I'm a European as well,
yes.
It's useful, but it's so important to my heart. And, and I it just became very clear. And then I had a dream about maybe 6 months ago, and I had a dream. My mum came to me and she said, no, you go, girl, you go to Ireland, you go sort out what you need to do. And I felt like she was giving me a right kick up the jacksy. And whether it was my psyche just encouraging me or my mum coming back in spirit, but I just thought, okay, it's clear.
Yeah,
I'm doing this because I'm not here to name or blame or bring up any stories.
I'm here
to heal a karmic lineage within my family, and that feels right.
Mm.
And that's from a place of benevolence and love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is the right path for what I'm doing.
Yeah, definitely. Because I suppose, like in Ireland, certainly we have a tendency to kind of just dredge up the past a lot and without it bringing any kind of closure or any kind of peace, you know. So it's kind of, if we could do that and heal from it and move on and leave it there, you know what I mean? But I think a lot of people have trouble with doing that, you know.
Because the story resurrects pain, resurrects anger, resurrects rage, and people don't know how to be with that because we've been told as Catholics, you can't express that. And it's about processing it for me. I was listening to an excellent researcher called Brené Brown, a Texan woman who is a shame researcher.
Okay.
So if any of you, check out Brené Brown. She is awesome.
Right.
And one of her books called Braving the Wilderness, she talks a lot about how to be with anger and rage and process it. And she talks a lot about dehumanization. Mm. Anyway, it's a fact. I mean, I probably could talk about it for hours, but it feels absolutely integral to the work that I'm doing here, to find a new way of being, to find a new way of processing, because anger doesn't serve me in any way.
No.
I might have it, but that's why I dance and write songs. But I don't do anything else with that but process it, allow it to move through me, and then I move forward. Brené Brown, check out her work. She's an awesome woman.
Yeah. So you're obviously, you're a singer, you're a dancer.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Were your parents musically inclined or,
I think I was born a natural born show off.
Okay.
I used to always sort of twit around in front of my dad's cine camera, like mugging to the camera. And when my English grandparents would come home from like being away for a few days, I'd do dance routines down the stairs like Busby Berkeley, me and my sister. And then whenever dad would go away, so dad played banjo, fiddle, banjo, guitar. And he'd always be sort of finger picking the folk stuff. And mum had the Irish tunes on the records.
Yeah.
And she'd be singing along. And she did Irish dancing, I think, to a certain degree. And whenever dad would go away fishing, mum would just turn the music up loud and we'd all dance around the house madly. And so, there was a real sense of wild, I guess, joyous freedom in the body. Me and my sister certainly.
Yeah, children have that, don't they?
Because
I was looking at my own two, and their father is a musician as well, and he was playing at the weekend in town on the big gig rig, and brought them down to see him, and they were just Like, they went mad dancing. Everything was great. It was so nice to see the freedom of it. Like, the, you know, we can all be a bit reserved when we get a bit older as well. Like, you know, but it was so lovely to see it. And hopefully that we'll pass it on to them as well. Like, you know, like yourself. Because it's lovely to see, you know, that if you're, if your parents were that way, and then for you to take it on as well, like, you know. So you so all your, the work that you do is your own, the music and the songs and everything, it's all
some of it I do resurrect some folk songs, some trad songs, and to be fair, I'd really like to do that a lot more. I used to sing in a Gaelic a cappella ensemble called Rune, and we'd sing Irish, Scots and Manx, Northern Northern French, Old Gaelic. So I used to sing things like Dulaman, and Cailín Ruaidhre, and we did quite a few. I can't think of all the other Irish ones we did, but we did quite a few of those. And I sang with them for about 3 years, and then left them to write my own material. So I had a real surge of needing to get my stuff out there. And now that I sort of have a plate of quite a lot of songs I've written, I'm now bringing back the old folk songs. So I've got a couple of Irish ones, a Scots one, a couple of English ones, and I will certainly be integrating them far more fully into the work. And actually last night I did a little session with one of the fiddlers, local fiddlers called Jerome, who I met in a session in Middleton. And I thought, I really, how amazing would it be if, you know, we got to play when I came back. So I asked him on Facebook, and he said yes.
Brilliant.
And last night we did a session, and I sent, I said, I'm, you know, this song, it has like Farewell to Ireland in the choruses, you know, and he played it and he smashed it. So it gives me such joy to have the integration of the two, actually. So the contemporary folk-ish style music, but the traditional folk music in the same piece. Really excites me.
So no doubt you'll be back to do more work on your... Yes, definitely. And but to finish off for the week, you are doing a concert on Friday night in Greywood Arts.
Absolutely, in the top floor of Greywood. It's going to be an intimate concert for about 40 people. So if you haven't got your ticket and you want to come, you have to get it, because we will have to turn you down because there's no space. I'm going to be playing... I'm going to be playing a few of the new songs I've been writing for the Mother Island project. So there'll be a few raw tasters of new material and some classics. And then I've got, I think, three or four songs with Jerry and another local musician who's going to join me. So we're going to have sort of a special guest section followed by a session downstairs.
That sounds great. Sounds like a lovely night. So where can people get the tickets?
I think, Eventbrite. Eventbrite.ie. And you just put Lewis with a W, Barfoot, in concert.
Fab. And you can get it there. Lewis, thanks so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Yeah, it's been lovely. You'll have to come back. The next time you're over now again, please do come back.
Thank you.
And we can talk a bit more about your Mother Ireland project, because it sounds really, really interesting. I'd love to, if we'd a bit more time, you know. So, yes, do, please. Now, so that was Lewis Barfoot. Thanks so much. It was lovely having you.